Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and grace to us. Father, we would ask today, Lord, that you, by your Holy Spirit, you would open heaven, as it were, that we might understand the words of Jesus today. That we might be guided by your Holy Spirit, Father, into truth. And as that truth reaches into our souls, Lord, we pray that we might be free from the devil's clutches, free from ignorance, free from darkness, and we might be freed to come into your wonderful light. Now, Lord, we would ask that you would teach us today. As we read your word, open it to us, we pray, and we give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So let us then turn to John chapter 4, and today we're going to look at John 4, starting to read at verse 27 down to verse 42. And we'll read the whole section first as an introduction.
对，我们今天要把那个约翰福音四章查完哈，就是从二十七节读到最后，from verse 27 to 54, right?
Yeah, to John 27 down to verse 42.
42, okay. 读先读到42节哈，我们一节一节读，约翰福音四章的二十七节读到42节。
当下门徒回来就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你要，你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我所来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城玩耶稣那里去。这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃。”
是你们不知道的，门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差往来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田间看，庄稼已经熟了。” 可以收割了，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗话说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人，信了耶稣，认为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。
因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
便对妇人说：“我现在信，不是因为你的话。” 是因为我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
So, this is the rest of the story of the Samaritan woman.
那这是撒玛利亚妇人故事的结尾。We've
seen how the Lord very graciously wins her soul.
我们看见了主是在他的恩典里如何得着这个灵魂的。When
she first saw that Jew sitting on the well at noon, she was probably very disturbed.
所以当他刚刚看见有一个犹太人坐在大中午的坐在那个井口的时候，他当时会非常的受搅扰。She
was alone, remember, isolated from her community.
他很孤独，他从他的 自己的社区里，从他的周围的环境里被隔开了。
And having to come and draw water
at a bad time of day when it was the hottest, the sun directly overhead.
那被迫呢，只能中午的时间，在太阳最厉害的时候出来打水。
But we see how graciously and wisely the Lord Jesus wins her soul.
然后我们看见呢，在这个过程中，主是如何的，有大的恩典，也很有智慧的来赢得这个灵魂。
She has a secret past.
她有一个过去的历史啊。
And her heart is closed off to everyone.
然后她的心呢？ 因着过去这些历史的这个秘密啊，其实是罪啊，他的心是向别人是封闭的。
And especially to a Jewish teacher of the law.
尤其是对这个犹太人的律法教师哈。
That's all she saw was a man that a teacher because of his dress. He wore the dress of a rabbi.
所以这就是为什么他当他看见这个 耶稣的时候，他认为是一个律法教师啊，因为耶稣穿的和当时拉比穿的是一样的。
And according to the laws of the Jews, she was a very sinful woman.
所以，按照当时的犹太律法呢，她可是一个特别有罪的妇人呢。
So she's very surprised when he asks her for a drink of water.
所以，这个妇人特别诧异啊，当耶稣开口，居然是问她要一杯水喝的时候。
He's reaching across a culture divide. He's reaching across perhaps a language divide. He's reaching across a spiritual divide.
所以他这样的一个问题呢，就跨越了他们彼此的文化的差异和界限，也跨越了他们很可能这个属灵的这个界限。
And so what would be common between this man, this Jewish rabbi, and this Samaritan woman? What would be the common thing?
那这样的一个犹太人的拉比和一个撒玛利亚的这个妇人，他们之间会有什么共同点呢？
A very human thirst.
就是他们都有从人来里面的饥渴。
And so he asked her for a drink.
所以他就问撒玛利亚妇人要一杯水喝。
So that's the first thing he does. He appeals and reaches across and appeals to her sympathy.
所以他先做的是得着这个妇人的怜悯啊，就是你给我一口水。So
she now sees him as an ordinary human with a need.
所以当耶稣问给我一口水喝的时候呢，撒玛利亚妇人就把他看成了一个有口渴、正常需要的普通人了。
So I guess that's a good lesson for us if we're going to win souls.
所以这是给我们一个很好的教导，那当我们要去赢得灵魂的时候。We
never come to people and say we are like holy angels. Don't come close to me. I have the word, you receive it, or else.
所以我们并不是站在一个高高在上的，貌似天使的角度，说，哎呀，我有你的话，我有你需要的话，你要接受，并不是这么一个角度。The
best we are is we are sinners that have drunk of that water that the Savior brought. That's all we are.
所以我们 其实就是那些我们本来也是罪人，但是我们喝了这个水，得着了救恩，我们就是这么样一类人。
And so now having appealed to her sympathy, she looks at him a little differently.
所以当让耶稣向他讨水和让撒玛利亚感受到这个，他的需要的时候呢，他们之间的这个关系就开始缓和下来。
And then he appeals to her curiosity.
然后接着呢，耶稣就来到他里面的那个好奇心了，就是当他关系缓和了以后呢，他就开始问问题，就让他的里面的好奇心得到满足了。
See in verse 10 of chapter 4.
第十节，四章的十节。
He says to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it was that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
所以耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，他必，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
He's talking here of a gift for one thing. And he's talking about a different kind of water.
所以这里呢，他讲到了不同的恩赐，也讲到了不同的水。
The water that he had asked for.
然后这里面他所要的水呢？
The water that he had asked for was water from a deep well.
所以这里面，耶稣问他要的水啊，问这个撒玛利亚夫人要的水，就是在一颗深井里的水，解决肉体干渴的。
The water that he was offering as a free gift was a different kind of water. It was a different word now used. It's as well a well that upsprings.
嗯，然后耶稣要给撒玛利亚夫人的水呢，是从里面涌出来的，活水。
Well, she doesn't understand what he's talking about.But she's curious.
那个妇人在那一刻呢，她可能不是特别明白耶稣所说的，但她特别想知道。
And what he tells her in verse 13, he says the water or verse 13, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. That is, everybody that drinks of the water of this well that he's sitting on is going to thirst again. But the water that I give him,He says in verse 14.
13和14节讲的就是这个意思。耶稣说呢，你喝这口深井里打上来的水的人都还会再渴。但是喝我，就是耶稣自己，他要赐的那个从里面涌出来的活水的人呢，就永远不渴了。
So the water that I give him, it'll be springing up a different kind of water.
这是完全不同的水，它是从里面往外涌的。
Now, this woman, we still don't know exactly...What her understanding was. I don't think she understood this to be a spiritual water.
我们现在依然不能清楚地知道是不是撒玛利亚夫人在那一刻呢，她就都明白了。我们感觉呢，她应该不是完全就能知道，哦，这就是属灵的活水的意思。
But she understands that she doesn't have the water that he's talking about, and it awakens a desire deep in her.
但是呢，我们有一点是确定的，他即便不知道，但他里面有那个强烈的想要的心。
Do you remember the first time you heard the gospel?
你记不记得你第一次刚听见福音的时候
？And how the gospel, even though you didn't understand, there was something you were drawn to want something.
那即便你当时不明白啊，但是有一样东西吸引你，你想去知道更多。
And so he awakens this desire in her, and so she says to him in verse 15, Sir, give me this water so that I won't be thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
这就是十五节的背景，妇人说，请把水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用这么远来打水。
And now he has her confidence.She's confident in him. She begins to trust him.
所以现在呢，耶稣有了这个妇人的信心，这个妇人开始信任他了。
She doesn't understand, but she says, give me this water.
因为你看，他都跟耶稣说，那你把这个水给我，这说明他对对方是有信心了。
And so now he must reach her conscience.
那现在呢，耶稣要开始触碰他的良心了。
He must expose her dry well.
他要把这个妇人里面的干枯的井也显明出来。
And the reason is dry.
然后为什么是干枯的？那个里面罪的原因。
And he must expose her sin.
他必须要把这妇人里面的罪显明出来。
And so he says, go bring your husband.
所以他说把你的丈夫叫来。
And come back.
然后回来，一起回来。
And she says, I don't have a husband.
他说我没有丈夫。
He said, you're right, you don't have a husband. You've had five husbands, and the man you're living with now is not your husband.
所以他说，对了，你没有丈夫，你有五个丈夫，你现在有的也不是你的丈夫。
He's reached the bottom of her well.
所以他就碰到了这个妇人，这个井的底部了。
And she realizes now she needs something spiritual.
所以现在他意识到他需要有一些属灵的东西了。
So he says, she begins to say, now I see that you're a prophet.
然后呢，这妇人说呢，那我知道你是先知了。
Because a prophet speaks on behalf of God, and only God can know my heart.
所以先知是知道神，是从传神的话的，所以他这些事呢，他相信只有神才知道。
So now she says, our fathers said we're to worship on this mountain, but you Jews say you're supposed to worship in Jerusalem.
但他说呢，那我们的祖宗告诉我在这个山上礼拜，那你们的先祖告诉你们在耶路撒冷礼拜。
Now her sins are exposed. She is looking for some way of having those sins forgiven.
所以他的现在心显明出来，他一直在寻找一个方式能够让他的罪得救赎的方式。
What she's saying is the sacrifices on this mountain good enough, or do I have to go to Jerusalem?
所以他潜台的意思就是呢，那我也知道我有罪了，你说的对，但是呢，是不是我在这个山上，我们祖宗说的这个山上献祭就够了呢？是不是我必须还到你们的耶路撒冷的那个山上去献祭呢？
So the Lord Jesus then gives her some very deep teaching.
所以耶稣在这里就给了他一些非常深的教导了。
He says, neither here nor there.
他说既不是这座山也不是那座山。
Will you worship God? The place where you'll worship God is in spirit and in truth.
所以你要用心灵和诚实来敬拜你的主。
And God is a spirit, he says.
他说因为父是一个灵啊。
And those that are going to worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以那些要敬拜他，真正拜他的，都是用心灵和诚实来拜他。
And she said, well, we know that when Messiah comes, he's going to lead us into all truth.
然后妇人说呢，我们都知道弥赛亚要来，他要来将一切的事都告诉我们。
So she now is led to the point where she is looking for, longing for the Messiah.
所以现在他到了那个最关键的点了。其实他是在寻找，也在期盼那个弥赛亚救主的来到。
The one that is promised to come who will satisfy all her needs.
那一个弥赛亚的来到呢，会解决也满足他一切的需要。
And so he says there in verse
26. 那就是26节说话的这个结尾了。
I who speak to you am he.
这和你说话的就是他。
And so the Lord Jesus reveals himself to her.
所以耶稣就向他启示了自己，显明了自己。
She says, in verse 25, when Messiah comes, he will explain everything to us.
所以他在25节说呢，当弥赛亚来的时候呢，弥赛亚会把这一切的事解释给大家。
And Jesus had explained everything to her.
的确，耶稣也把一切的事解释给了他。
Remember what her testimony was? In verse 29, come see a man who told me everything I did.
所以29节，这就是为什么29节说，看呢，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都告诉我。
When Messiah comes, he will tell us all.
当弥赛亚来的时候，他会告诉我们一切事。
Not only the truth of the gospel, but the truth of our own souls.
不单是关于福音的真理啊，也关于我们自身的真理。
And so here we have, the woman believes at that moment. There's the miracle of the second birth.
所以这一刻呢，这个妇人就信了，所以有一个重生的神迹。
We'll see that in a minute.
我们等会儿会看。
But first of all, let's go to verse 27 that you read today.
先看27节。
It says there, unless G has something.
May I just say one more
yes,
thing?
Sir.
Yeah. In this story and many others that we read in the New Testament, when the Lord Jesus approached somebody, he always talked to them in the language of love. Okay? Mm. We can't win people over unless we love them. Mm. Jesus loved this woman, and this is how he approached her. He asked her for a drink of water to make connection with her. So the Lord Jesus always We read that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Before was the law, okay? Somebody committed something, they would get stoned. And there was no love involved there. You broke the law, you pay the price.
Okay. Yeah. 所以我们从这个故事里一开始看见啊，有一个非常重要的特点，就是无论什么时候，我们的主当他接触一个失丧的灵魂的时候，他总是带着那个爱心过去的，他不是带着律法的审判过去的。所以我们常常会有这样的感受，就是有一种的角度是他是带着律法来的，那你就知道呢，他其实背后是要审判的，要用石头把你打死的。但是呢，耶稣他总是一开始的角度是想去帮助你的爱心的这个角度来的。
And then he would speak the truth and make them realize where they are, that they're sinners before God, they have broken laws, and they're not right with God.
然后呢，他也并不是说他不去讲罪，他是带着爱心来告诉你，你是一个罪人，你现在的状态是什么，你是一个有罪的状态，这是非常非常重要。
He pointed that out to this woman that she had many men, and he said the one you're with right now is not your husband.
这就是为什么他直接把这个妇人最重要的那个罪指出来。你有很多男人，而且现在这个男人都不是你丈夫。
But she realized that she had broken God's laws, and she wanted to know the truth. You know, the Bible tells us that a person that's really seeking God will truly find them. He will find God if he's truly seeking with all his heart. God will not let anybody go by that's truly seeking him.
所以当他意识到这个呢，他就想要去得着那个救赎。所以圣经告诉我们，任何人只要他愿意他愿意寻求真理，愿意得着救赎，那神总是会让他找到的。
We don't know the hearts of men or women who are truly seeking God, but our job is to tell them about Jesus and tell them about the Word of God. And then it's up to them. When the judgment day comes, they will be standing before God and they will say, and God will say to him,My faithful servant, either it's yourselves or me, my wife, was telling you on such and such a day, at such and such a time, they were telling you about my beloved son, how much he loved you and died for you. And what did you do with that message that came to you?
所以神做工的方式呢，就是神的工人们在地上其实并不知道谁会接受。包括保罗也不知道。那所以他们来的时候呢，工人们只是把神的话呢告诉，把神的福音呢告诉一切的人。那听或不听，接受或不接受的责任是在个人的。所以最终在审判台前呢，上帝会问这个人说，在哪一天的时候，我的哪一个仆人已经很忠实的把我的爱子的福音信息告诉你了。但是你接受了或者没有接受，所以这个是福音的真正发生的过程，这就是这个妇人现在经历的事情。
Once the Spirit of God shows you the truth and you accept the truth, the Lord is saying it's like a spring in your heart. It's just a spring has pressure, and there's pressure in our hearts to go and tell other people about the truth.Of the fact that we are sinners, that God loved us and sent His Son, Jesus, to die for us. It's just pressure in us. We want to. I don't know how to explain that, but it just, this woman had this pressure. She didn't care about what people thought about her in the village. She went into the village and told everybody, come and see this man. He's extraordinary. He's the Messiah. He told me everything that I did in my lifetime.
所以当他得到这个当他重生，他信靠耶稣，得到这个活水以后，这个活水就像个源泉。这个源泉和深井的区别就是，源泉是有自发动力往外涌的，它是会成为别人的祝福，它是自己要去讲这些事儿。那这里面它有一股很大的压力，这个压力呢，他不知道是怎么回事，他就愿意讲。这个妇人就是很典型的例子。当他得救了以后，他把水罐子也不要了，那他就冲到这个村子里去讲。这里有一个人，你们一定要来看，这个人是怎么样的。他完全没有在想他自己的 历史是怎么样，他也没有想他自己的问题，他就在想把这个人告诉别人，这个人就是基督。
That's why the Lord says that when you know the truth will set you free. You won't be concerned about what people think or what people going to say about you or what's going to happen here or there or whatever. It will set you free. You will be free at last.
所以这就是耶稣说呢，你要认识真理，真理必让你得自由。自由就是你不再受一切外部环境的影响，你也不管别人是怎么看的，就像这个妇人，那他就去做主让他做的事情，从心底里那个活水涌出来。
Now is there any questions? Anybody have some?
那到现在有什么问题吗？大家
Not even spring?
春子们还有什么问题？
Nicole,
没关系，可以问。
Very relaxed. 我的朋
友。哎，好好，欢迎欢迎。对。
宁静啊，有圣经色来，有圣经。
哪一本圣经？
哦，对。
我想问一个问题。
哎哎，你说。
这个地方讲就是说，在这个地方，耶稣真的渴了吗？就是他真的要这个喝的水，是真的是想喝水，还是说
他只是想
引导这个？
引导他。OK, a good question. So, Andy's question is, when Jesus asked the water, from, the Samaritan woman, so did he really thirsty? Was he really thirsty or just try to use a way to teach her?
Yeah, I think that he probably very was because...
Probably both. He was thirsty, they've been traveling.
Yeah.
And he wanted that. Like, he's got all wisdom, right?
Yeah.
And we think in a sort of a human way,
yeah.
You know, was he really thirsty?
He will not pretend, right? I just try to confirm your spiritual view.
Yeah.
So he's not like, I'm not thirsty, I just pretend to be thirsty and try to build up an environment.
He
it's not this case, right?
Jesus,
what's your view?
Well, read in verse 6. Read verse 6.
我们读第六节哈，读第六节。
Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey.
所以第六节其实讲了，就是那里有雅各井，然后耶稣因走路困乏，其实他是当时的肉体上也的确是，又累又渴，这是一个事实。对。
Yeah, Jesus does not pretend.
对，耶稣是不假装的。他是很真诚的。
Yeah, they had, if you think of it, they were traveling probably from the early morning. And they've been, and now it's noon. And, very warm part of the day. No doubt he was very, really thirsty.
对，所以他们很有可能是一清早就离开耶路撒冷，然后一路往北走，走到大中午的时候到了这个撒玛利亚城底下，可能一早上他就是很累，而且大太阳晒的，所以是很正常，他很渴。
稻城肉身，这个人的吃喝拉撒睡他都有
啊，都有，那是肯定的。对，
但这个故事的结尾就是说有没有喝到这个水已经不重要了。
So at the end of the story, so whether he really got the water is not that important, right?
We don't know if he did or not.
我们甚至不知道他是不是喝到了这个水啊。
The woman left her water pot on the well. Now whether she had dipped it down in the well and brought it up and left it for him, or whether she had not dipped it up, we are left
unknown.
Without any answer.
Yeah, 我们在这点上呢，我们只知道呢，这个妇人把水罐子留在井边了。但是呢，他是不是放了个空罐子在那，还是他已经打了一罐水放在那他再走的，我们并不知道啊，我们并不知道，但这个其实已经不重要了。
Remember he was 40 days in the wilderness, and he hungered, he never ate. And, so you know,
yeah, 我们要知道其实主在肉体的 这个需要上比我们远想象的远要能胜过，因为他在旷野是40天没有吃喝的，这我们是没有办法去胜过，所以在这个上面，这个对他的搅扰不会那么大。
对，神是动他，父在照顾。
嗯，
我的问题就是这儿一个，就是那妇人说我没丈夫，他上来就说我没丈夫。
对，
他要是我。要不我的话，我得说我丈夫现在不在。
对，
我得就是
掩饰一下。
掩饰啊，就是因为他一下子就说出来我没丈夫，因为我觉得那个年代在他这个时候没丈夫可能
也不正常的，
很
不正常的
事
啊。Okay, yeah. So her question is very good. He said the answer of the woman to Lord that's in 17. So when Jesus said, go call your husband and come back, but she replied, the woman replied, I have no husband. So this reply is pretty direct. It's kind of strange because, she even did not try to cover up. So for a common man, a common woman, if you, face this kind of, question, you kind of have a lie, right? My husband is away, So why so directly she just tell the truth to the
Why?
Yeah. Do not.
There's was she telling the truth, or only part of the truth? Right?
Mm-hmm.
If she was telling the whole truth, she would say, I've been married 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's abandoned me, or they died, or whatever. And now I'm living with a man
mm-hmm.
that isn't my husband.
Yeah.
If she was telling the whole truth.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, 他是真的就把所有的实情说出来了吗？好像也不是，就是呢，这里他其实只说了部分的实情。他如果真的说全部的实情，他应该说呢，我有5个丈夫以前，但是呢，他们都或者怎么样了，或者遗弃我了，或者死了，或者因为我的原因，怎么怎么样了？那他并没有这么讲，他只是很部分的讲了这个事情。
Sometimes people just tell part of the truth.Just to justify themselves.
所以有的时候人只是讲那个事实的一部分，目的是让自己显得更义一些。
I think she was still trying to put herself in the best light.
Yeah. 所以她依然是把自己放在一个更有利的，在意义上更有利的这个位置上啊，就是，所以你问的这个角度很好，就是她只是没有。掩藏到你想的那么一点事实都没有的程度，对。
因为他是陌生的男人。
对对对，但他其实依然还是在掩藏。
But she wasn't telling a lie.
对，但他没有在完全撒一个谎。
Because the Lord says twice he says, you have said right. You look at that.
对，所以他并没有在撒谎的表明就是耶稣讲了2次，他说你说的不错。
你这话是真的。In verse 17, he says, you're right when you say you have no husband. And then again in verse 18, at the end, he says, what you have just said is quite true.
所以17节的后面，最后他说，是的，你说没有丈夫是不错的。这耶稣承认他一次。18节后半段又说呢，你这话是真的。
And so the Lord now, he exposes what she's been trying to maybe cover up.
所以耶稣在这里其实是把这个妇人想要隐藏的那个东西呢就全部打开了给他。
But notice it doesn't change their conversation. It continues on the same level. Even though she knows that he knows all about her. They still carry on their conversation. She still has confidence in him.
Yeah. 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 所以这里很有意思的是，这段对话之后， 居然他们还是在讲原来的话题，这就说明妇人是对这个耶稣是有信心的，有很大信心的。就按道理这种事一旦揭开来以后，这个话题会转换的，但他们还是回到这个渴了，这个要敬拜啊，要喝水这些事情上。
And I think, spring, this is a very, very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题，你问的。
Because how many people can you share your deepest secrets with?
那有多少人真的能把你最深的秘密跟别人分享？
Knowing that they're not going to judge you, but they are going to accept you and love you no matter what.
在知道一个事实的前提下，就是跟你分享的人他不会定你的罪，他只是要帮你解决问题，他爱你。
Now, each of us here today, each of us, everyone around this table, the Lord knows every secret thought in our hearts.
我们每一个人，就包括今天在座的每一位，我们里面心里面哪怕最深的那个心思意念，
And yet, he loves us with an unconditional love.
但是他依然呢，以一个无条件的爱来爱我们。
And so, what your question has brought out a wonderful truth.
所以你的问题呢，给出了一个特别好的一个真理啊。
His grace, that's what our brother Jeep was bringing out earlier. Just this very thought.That he came with such mercy and such grace in his love for the sinner.
所以他是带着一个极大的恩典和怜悯的心来到罪人那里的。
And when the disciples come in there in verse 27, they don't understand that.
所以当门徒在27节回来的时候呢，其实他们并不理解。
In verse 27, it says they were surprised that he was even talking to her.
所以他们甚至很惊奇呢，耶稣会跟这样的一个妇人在说话。
From their perspective, they were a universe away from understanding the love that Jesus had for this woman.
所以当他们的角度啊，这些门徒们他们。是离得很远很远啊，他们不太理解耶稣对这个妇人真理里面的爱啊。
Here we have two people, the most unlikely pair on the earth.
因为呢当门徒过来看见这个场景的时候，他们这是最不可能的一个场景啊，这两个人在一起对话，绝对不可能对话。
That is in the eyes of the disciples.
这是在门徒的眼里看见。
First of all, she's a Samaritan.
第一呢，这是个撒玛利亚妇人。
And we learn that the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
对，我们知道犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是没有任何关系的。
Second, she's a woman.
第二呢，她是个妇人。
And rabbis,would not be seen in public talking to women.
那拉比呢，不会被看见在公众场合跟妇人交谈。
And third, they would understand by the circumstances that this woman was an outcast, a person that socially was excluded.
那第三呢，他们也理解，这个妇人其实是被社会排挤出去的，是一个大家都不接受的罪人。
And so the disciples, they're looking at it from the outside.
那门徒们他是从外表来看事情的。
But we've had the privilege of looking at it from the inside.
但我们有这样的荣幸呢，借着圣经我们是从里面来看事情。
From the woman's point of view.
是从这个妇人的角度来看事情。
And so here you have two different views of the Lord Jesus.
所以你会看见对耶稣基督现在有两个不同的角度的看法了。
We see the natural view, and then we see the spiritual view.
我们有自然的、外在的看法，有从里面属灵的看法。
And I thank God that He is the loving Savior that He has demonstrated here to that woman.
我们很感谢主，他是这样的一个有爱的救主，借着这个妇人把他的爱表达出来。
The disciples they saw the Samaritan woman.
门徒们他只看见了一个撒玛利亚妇人。
And they, but they were afraid to ask him, what do you want from her? And why are you talking to her?
但甚至呢他们也不敢这么问，虽然他们心里是这么想的，说你为什么要跟这个人说话，你怎么跟他在一起。对。
That's what they were thinking in their heart.
但是他们心里这时候是这么想的。
They didn't understand his love for her and that he was pouring living water into her soul.
但是他们不理解耶稣是把他那里面的活水那个爱浇灌进这个妇人的心。
She was a thirsty soul coming to the well that day, wasn't she?
因为这个妇人在那一天，她是那真正饥渴的，带着一颗饥渴的心来到井边的。
I wrote down a little quote here from John Bunyan.
我这里底下写了一点，引用了一段话，是从那个约翰Bunyan.
John Bunyan, yeah.
He's the author.
He's the writer.
Oh, right,
he wrote Pilgrim's books. Progress?
Oh, yeah. To Heaven, right? Progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, 天路历程约翰班扬对写天路历程的作者
Yeah. He spent 12 years in prison.
他在监狱里待了12年
Because in England, in the day that he lived, it was like China now, where you cannot preach the gospel, you have to be state authorized.
在那个他的时代呢，英国的状态跟我们现在的中国很像，就是你在公众场合是不能讲圣经、讲福音的，你必须要注册，必须要政府许可才可以讲。
John Bunyan had a great burning desire to preach the gospel to his people.
但是呢，约翰班扬有特别强的这个愿望，把福音告诉别人。
Because the state church, they didn't really preach the gospel.
因为国家的教会在当时不怎么讲福音。
But he had this burning desire, and he spent 12 years in prison.
然后他有里面有这么强的愿望呢，以至于他坐了十二年的牢。
They thought they could shut him up.
因为这样的话呢，政府，英国政府觉得就可以让他闭嘴了。
But instead, what he did in his 12 years, he wrote Pilgrim's Progress, a book which had a profound interest all over the world, a profound effect all over the world.
所以，但是他在监狱里却写了这本特别著名的书，叫《天路历程》，影响了后世。非常大数量的这个基督徒。
But to show you the heart of this John Bunyan, it was like the heart of his Savior.
然后这本书呢就表达了这个约翰班扬他的心呢，其实也表达了他的救主的心。
He wrote this.
他这么写的。
Oh, this Lamb of God, speaking of Jesus.
他说呢，哦，这个神的羔羊，其实就在讲耶稣。
He had a whole heaven to himself.
他有这么大的一个天堂啊，就都是他的。
He had many angels to do his will.
他有这么多的天使来执行他的旨意。
But that could not satisfy him.
但是依然不能够满足他的心。
He must have sinners to share it with him.
他必须要我们这些罪人来一起与他分享。
That's his marvelous grace demonstrated.
这是他巨大的恩典显明的地方。
That God would bring sinners cleansed and sanctified to be with him in heaven.
所以神的本意是要罪人得洁净，得以成圣，分别为圣，来与他在天堂一起分享那荣耀。
And so he had to come to earth.
所以他为了这个就来到了地上。
He had to come to the well where thirsty people come.
他要来到这个井边，那些饥渴的人在的地方。
And there he would offer them that living water.
他会把活水给他们。
So he wouldn't be satisfied. He had to go through Samaria, is what we read.
所以这就是为什么他必须要经过撒玛利亚，因为不那样的话，他心里不能得到满足。
Could he have?Gone to Galilee another way? Yes.
他可不可以去加利利通过其他的路呢？是可以的。
It wasn't a geographical necessity for him to go through Samaria.
所以通过撒玛利亚不是一个地理上的必须。
It was the spiritual need of one soul in Samaria.
而是一个属灵的赢得一个灵魂的必须。
And that's like your story and my story.
这就像你的故事和我的故事是一样的。
He came all the way to heaven just for you.
所以他从天堂来到地上不是一个必须的路，但是来就是为了你和我。
And for me, each of us individually.
为了我们每一个人，个别的每一个人。
So, may I just say one more thing? Now, these disciples, when they saw him talking to the Samaritan woman, okay, there's, when we're born into this world, we are programmed by this world. Our mother teaches us, our father teaches us, society teaches us, our teachers teach us. And we are programmed by this world. And these disciples were programmed by the culture they lived in. That you're not to do this, and you're not to do that, and you're not to do this. You're to do this, you're to do this, you're to do this. But Jesus' program was from God. That was God's program. And maybe you can just...
Yeah. 所以当这个门徒们见到耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇人谈的时候，他们起的那个心啊，其实非常好理解，因为我每一个人到地上来呢，都是受环境，受我们受的教育，受我们的父母学校，受这些影响，那这些影响呢就会让我们有一个判断的依据和标准。那因为呢在学校或者在家里，老师会说，妈妈会说，你要做这个不许做那个，要做这个不许做那个，而这样的环境呢就会导致，但他们就是这么看耶稣和撒玛利亚妇人的。
So as we start reading the word of God, we become more programmed in God's program than the world's program. Okay, so we get changed from day to day, from the glory to a new glory in Christ. And we see things quite a bit different than what we used to see things. Now these disciples, they saw things very differently. This man, Jesus, is not supposed to be talking to a woman, a Samaritan woman. And so anyways, we are the same way as these disciples. We've been programmed, and the Lord is changing us from day to day to day, from month to month, and we're becoming more like His Son. And we are thinking like His Son. And we are set free from all this old programming from the world. We're not scared anymore of this program.
所以当我们信靠耶稣以后呢，发生的事情就是神在一点一点把我们从原来的那个程序里面换到了神的程序里面，这是个完全不同的角度。所以我们原来地上世界教导的事情就是像门徒们想的这个角度然后呢神借着他的话呢把我们变到了神的这个角度呢，我们就能够从里面理解为什么耶稣必须要经过撒玛利亚。这就是我们在地上所经历的事情。我们得救了以后成圣，就是一点一点从地上的教导变成了属神的教。
You know, yeah. Oh, you got a question.
Yeah.
就刚才说的那个约翰·巴扬，他是、
yeah.
是哪个时代的人？是不是亨利八世和那个血腥玛丽？就是他们为了自己的婚姻问题屠杀那个罗、
okay.
就是跟罗马教廷争分。
Okay.
是不是那个年代？
Okay.
所以他们禁止福音传。
Okay, so the question is on John Bunyan. So when this brother was in England, so is that the Henry the Fifth, the Eighth, or the Bloody Mary? That period?
I believe so. Yeah.
因为那个亨利八世，因为他的婚姻问题，他要脱离，他要自己当宗教领袖，就国王级宗教领袖。
Okay. Yeah. So because the king want to be, the head of the religion, right? So he put a ban on the gospel spreading. Right?
They wanted to. They wanted to control the gospel. They control the people through the church. But John Bunyan and many others, they kept preaching the gospel regardless. But it's just that John Bunyan was such a gifted preacher and was seeing such, you know, they target the best
是那个时代，而且对，而且呢，班扬他是一个特别好的传道人，所以特别有恩赐的传道人，所以也是被重点这个打击的
对
象。
Just like in China, the communists, they targeted the very best men, like Watchman Nee disappeared in prison. He died, no one knows, he died in prison.
对，像中国老一代的传道人当中，对，像那个尼陀生弟兄，对，也是要坐牢的。
对，
王明道弟兄也是坐牢。
Well, and there's going to be, I don't know if you finished that.
I just lost that thought.
Okay.
You just continue on.
Yeah, okay. You'll pick it up again. The Lord, what Jeet was talking about was these disciples. And the Lord is going to give a lesson to his disciples while he's waiting for the Samaritans to come back to the well, which the woman now leaves her water pot and she runs into the city to tell the people that the Messiah is here.
所以现在呢，耶稣回来，那个门徒们回来了，那妇人留下水罐子走了，她要往城里去告诉一切人，这个人是弥赛亚。
So she, in verse 28, it says she leaves her water pot, her water jar.
28节说，那妇人就留下水罐子。
Does she forget her water pot?
她不是忘记
了。 You don't think so?
你觉得她是忘记了吗？
Nicole doesn't think so. Why, Nicole?
那为什么不是呢？
Because she already found some other thing is important than this water.
Okay, very good.
就是她找到了更重要的一些东西，对，而不是只是水罐子。
Does that sound good to you?
大家是不是也觉得是这样呢？
I mean, we're trying to understand this woman.
对，我们努力想更好的理解这个妇人。
It was of less importance, was what you're saying, right?
对，然后呢，这个水罐子是她觉得更不重要的。对。
So she left it there.
啊，她放在那里。
And she, the reason I know that the miracle of the second birth had taken place is that she did leave her pot there. Her purpose in coming was to get water. But she didn't need her pot to carry it away, did she? She had it here.
所以我怎么知道她重生了呢？最好的证据就是这里，她本来是来打水的。所以呢，若她还活在肉体里呢，这个肉体所需要的水罐子对她就很重要。但是这个时候呢，她却把肉体的水罐子丢掉了，放在一边，因为它里面有充满的活水的水罐子在它里面，所以她已经不是活在肉体里，是活在灵里。
She was coming to the well that day, and probably in her mind when she left home was, I've got to get enough water, I've got cooking to do, I've got washing to do, I've got some other things I need the water for, and I've got to go get water.
所以当她那天离开家里的时候呢，她一定会有很多的计划想法，我打水要干什么，我要烧饭，我要洗东西，我有很多很多的事情，这是一个计划。
And all those things now, they're forgotten.
然后这些事呢，在这一刻呢，他都已经忘掉了。
She has got something that satisfies her forever.
对，她已经得到了一些能够在永恒里满足她的东西。
And she then leaves the pot and runs into the town to tell everybody there.
所以她就把水罐子留下。冲到城里呢，去告诉每一个人关乎耶稣。
The Lord had said to her, "Go and get your husband and come back."
因为这个耶稣跟这个妇人说呢，你去叫你丈夫来。
She goes back, but she brings everybody.
但她是回去了，不是把她丈夫叫来，她把所有人都叫来了。
Everybody.
每一个人。
And you can imagine, all those people there, her relationship with these different people.
你可以想象所有在那里的人，他和每一个人的关系是怎么样的。
How many people had she wronged in that town? How many people had she sinned against in that town?
你猜在这个镇里啊，有多少人她曾经冒犯过、得罪过，或者说，她是有罪的，在那些人身上。
That's six men she's been involved with.
至少有六个男人她，她这个是有罪的哈。
Is that six families as well?
也许
that have been impacted by this woman.
这个六个男人，因为他们都没有婚姻的关系，也许那六个男人背后有六个家庭啊，那跟他都是有极深的这个仇恨的。
There'd be a lot of maybe jealousy, hatred even toward her.
有很多的嫉妒仇恨在这个当中搅在一起啊。
But the people saw something different about this woman.
但是呢，人们看见她身上显出有不同的东西了。
When she went back, her message was very simple.
当她回去的时候，她的信息非常简单。
What did she say?
她说什么呢？
Come see a man who told me everything that I did. All you people know what I did, but come see this man who told me.And showed me.
他说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。”他说这个呢，其实潜台词就是我素来所说的一切事，你们都知道。
Were her
secrets? 但是有一个人，他说出来了。
Her secrets weren't hidden from those people.
但是呢，这些秘密呢，是没有隐藏的。对，这些人是没有隐藏的。对。他就是他，你们都知道了，其实就这个意思。
They knew all about her.
因为这一小镇的人全都知道这妇人是怎么回事。
But something had happened. This was not the same woman that left with her water pot in the morning.
对，但是有些事情变化了，她已经不再是那个把要抬着水罐子去的那个妇人。
Because the whole town comes out upon her word.
因为我们怎么知道那就是整个城因为这个妇人的见证都出来
了。Notice that she doesn't say to them, this is the Christ, I found the Christ. She's not preaching to them.
注意啊，这里有个特别重要的点呢，这个妇人没有在讲道。这个妇人并不是说这就是基督，我给你们证明他就是基督，他不是这么讲的。
She awakens their curiosity. They see her,and she says, isn't this the Christ that told me all these things?
所以他只是告诉每一个人，你们里面那个需要的心呢，你们过来看。他说，莫非这就是基督吗？所以他让每一个人都知道，你们需要自己来看。
And so, they come out from the city. The villagers, they make their way, to the well.And we're going to take a break now. And we'll come back because there's time now. It takes a while for the Samaritans to walk to the well. And so we have now time to have a cup of tea.
对，所以我们这里要稍微暂停一下，因为这个时候的当时的时间场景呢，是这个妇人丢下水罐子进到那个城里去了。然后这段时间呢，耶稣跟他的门徒有一段交流。然后呢，进到城里去呢，就是把所有的人带出来，然后带出来以后呢，这些人再会又听见耶稣的福音，又信主。所以这里有个时间差，那我们就用这个时间差，我们休息一下，吃点东西。OK， 来，我们一起来祷告啊！我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们如此美好的故事啊，这就是一个失丧的灵魂，一个在最终啊，在黑暗中啊，根本没有盼望的灵魂。您特别的为了他来到井边特别的为了他死在十字架上。父啊这个妇人就是我们，因为我们每一个人都是和他一样在黑暗中没有盼望。父啊，也求您带着我们真的看见自己在灵里那深深的需要，就是我们愿意离弃我们在黑暗中在最终的生活愿意来到您的面前说，主啊，我接受您，也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Father, we pray by your Spirit to shine light upon our the page here and upon our hearts. We pray that that heavenly man, the Lord Jesus, may shine into our hearts. That, Lord, we may be transformed into that same image. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we have the woman now. She's busy leading the Samaritans out of Samaria, coming to the well.
那我们现在看见，这个妇人开始忙着要把撒玛利亚这个镇子里的人都带出来。
But it says in verse 31, meanwhile, his disciples, they urged him, Rabbi, eat something.
这期间呢，门徒对耶稣说，拉比请，就是你，拉比请吃。
In, I guess it's in verse, 8, his disciples, it says, had gone into town to buy food.
因为第八节前面交代了，那是门徒进城买食物去了。
And, they arrive just as the woman leaves.
所以他们来的时候呢，正好这个妇人走。
And so they had purchased some food for the Lord Jesus and themselves, no doubt.
所以他们是给这个耶稣呢，和他们自己买了一些食物。
And so he says, he urges the disciples urge him, Rabbi, eat something.
所以门徒就对耶稣说，你要吃啊，吃一点东西。
It sounds like.The Lord Jesus was not seemingly interested in the food they had brought.
所以这里看起来呢，耶稣好像对他们买回来的食物呢不是那么感兴趣。
Because they have to urge him, take something.
嗯，因为原文里面有这层意思呢，就是门徒来劝耶稣说，你要吃一点东西。
And so they're surprised not only with why he was talking to the woman, but that also that he wasn't immediately eating the food that they had gone into town to purchase.
所以他们很诧异，不单是耶稣跟一个妇人说话，也诧异耶稣并不来吃他们买的东西。
And of course, the disciples are full of questions. The Lord Jesus seems to be a very strange person.
所以门徒一定是感觉非常的奇怪啊，因为耶稣总是看起来。让他们不能理解。
He doesn't act naturally.
他不是像正常的人那样的反应。
But of course, he is following a different pathway.
但是呢，耶稣是跟随不同的路。
Our footsteps are guided by our own desires and wishes.
我们的路呢是被我们的意愿和肉体来引导的。
And often they're selfish.They're selfish desires.
然后我们的意愿常常是自私的。
We think of ourselves first.
我们总是想到自己先。
The Lord Jesus never had a thought in his entire life for himself before his Father.
那耶稣呢？在这一生一直都不是想到他的自己哈，他总是先想到父的旨意。
His desire that was always in the front of him.Was to find what God's will was and to do it.
所以他的意愿在他面前呢，永远都是神想要我做什么，我就去做。
So, his answer then to them in verse 32.
所以耶稣在三十二节这么回答
I have food to eat that you don't know anything about.
我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
The disciples, they were ignorant of this great miracle that had taken place in the heart of this woman that had just left as they came.
所以这些门徒啊，他完全不知道刚刚离开的那个妇人是怎么回事。
But his disciples, they only had their mind on earthly things.
但是呢， 他们虽然不知道，但他们的心呢，却一直还是在地上的事情上。
And he had his mind set on heavenly things.
但是耶稣他的心是在天上的事情上。
So we could see it's demonstrated what the Lord Jesus told the devil when he was tempted in the wilderness.
所以在耶稣旷野被试探的时候。他也是这么回答的。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4.
马太四章四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 2, we will.
四章二节。
He says, after fasting, 40 days and 40 nights he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, It is written, Man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那试探人的他禁食了40昼夜就饿了。试探人的近前来就是魔鬼对他说你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣回答说经上记着说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Our physical lives are sustained by physical food.
我们的属肉体的生命呢是被属肉体的食物所局限的。
But our spiritual lives are sustained by spiritual food.
我们的属灵的身体呢是属灵的食物来喂养的。
And man needs both.
人需要两样。
And so we read in James that the body without the spirit is dead.
所以我们从雅各书知道呢，没有灵的身体是死的。
And God has given us a spirit.
神给了我们灵。
And as such, the only way that our spirits can be nurtured is from spiritual things.
所以同样的呢能够让我们的灵得喂养的也只有属灵的。
The word of God is spiritual.
神的话就是属灵的。
The bread that the disciples brought was only physical.
那门徒带来的食物呢只是肉体的。
Very important, mind you, but not all important.
这个非常重要但是你要知道不是最重要的。
True life, he says, is only nurtured by the word of God.
所以他说呢真正的生命总是用神的话来喂养。
And so the disciples, they didn't understand that.
所以这些门徒们呢他们不理解这些事。
They only thought of their natural life.
他们只是想到他们天然的生命。
The Lord was talking about the spiritual life.
主就是讲到了他属灵的生命。
And this woman that had just left had new spiritual life.
那这个刚刚离开的妇人呢有一个新的属灵的生命。
And so the Lord Jesus, doing the will of God, performing the word of God, God's will, it was like, it satisfied him.
所以耶稣呢他做父的事情完成父的旨意本身呢就满足了他。
So much so that his bodily needs,were insignificant, didn't mean anything in comparison to being satisfied spiritually.
所以他身体的需要肉体的需要和他满足父旨意这两件事情相比较来说就前者真是没有什么太多意义。
He wasn't starving, his body was not starving to death.
因为他的身体不会饿到要死了。
And his satisfaction at doing God's will was greater than the satisfaction he'd get with it from eating something.
所以他从满足父旨意的这个里面得到了满足远大过从吃食物来的满足。
So he tells his disciples there, I have food to eat that you know nothing about.
这就是为什么34节耶稣说我有食物吃就是做成33节他说 which verse?
Verse 32.
32节我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
That's, so, Jesus is completely dependent on God for everything.
所以耶稣是完全依靠神来得一切的供应。
And his greatest satisfaction was to do his father's will.
他最大的意愿就是遵行父的旨意。
Look at a couple of verses, 638, chapter 6, verse 38.
六章38节。
Now I'll get, he says, for here, or for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
六章三十八节，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
I have not come down to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
对，三十八节，六章。
And to do the will of God was his satisfaction.
做成父的工就是他的满足。
John chapter 17, verse 4.
十七章四节，约翰福音。
John 17, 4, that's the Lord is praying to his father.
十七章四节。耶稣在向他的父祷告。
And there, his purpose, it was his delight to do God's will.
他是非常高兴来做父的旨意。
We read that in Hebrews.
我们在希伯来书也读到了。
But here he's about to go to the cross. He's about to complete the work that the Father had sent him to do.
因为他现在快上十字架了，他要完成他父给他的旨意了。
So he says there in verse 4 of chapter 17, just before he goes to the cross, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
所以十七章四节上十字架前他祷告，我在地上已经荣耀了你，就是父，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。
It was his great joy, we read in Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2.
希伯来书十二章的二节。
And here the writer to Hebrews tells us that we should fix our eyes on Jesus. That's our great example.
所以这里告诉我们，我们要把我们的眼目定睛在耶稣身上，那是我们最好的榜样。
He is, yes, Hebrews 12:2.
399.
He says, let's fix our eyes on him. Let's keep our eyes on him, not on anyone else.
让我们把眼睛盯在他身上，不是其他人身上。
If we get our eyes on someone else, we're going to be led astray.
如果我们把眼睛放在其他人身上，就会被带偏。
We can't look to Jeet, we can't look to Harold, we can't look to Norma, we can't look anywhere except to Jesus.
我们不能看在其他的弟兄姊妹身上，除了耶稣。
None of us, are an example.As the Lord Jesus has given to us.
我们没有一个人能是像耶稣那样的榜样。
So he says there in verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author, that is, he's the beginner, the source of our faith, and he perfects our faith.
所以二节说呢，仰望我们信心，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他是那个信心的起头，也是那个信心的完成。
As we walk with him, he...helps us, our faith grows in him as we see him so faithful.
所以我们当跟着他的时候呢，他的信心就在我们里面，陪我们一起成长。
Our faith grows as we trust him more and more. That's what it means.
这就是我们的信心在这一路上呢，越来越大。
Faith is trust, isn't it?
信心就是信靠，对不对？
As we trust the Lord Jesus more, our faith grows. Our faith is, as it says here,Our faith is perfected.
所以当我们一直成长，信心成长的时候，就会到完全的地步。
But it's this last part of this verse that I'm just going to refer to here that connects us to what the Lord Jesus is saying.
这后面半段呢，就是我要告诉 大家跟耶稣的教导有关系的。
He said, I have meat and drink that you know nothing about.
他说我有能吃的你们不知道。
And here he talks about the main course.
他现在讲到了这个主菜了。
Of the meal that God provides.
对，就神给他的主菜。
He says it's for the joy that was set before him.
为那摆在前面的喜乐。
He endured the cross.
他轻看这个忍受了十字架。
See, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
所以喜乐是灵的一个粮食。
And so, it was his joy to do the will of the Father.
这是他的喜乐去做成父的工。
Better be to be full of joy than to be full of rice.
所以满了喜乐好过里面满了粮食，满了米。
That lasts forever.
因为喜乐是持到永远的。
So he tells his disciples there that it was, I have food that you know nothing about.
所以他说呢，我有食物是你们不知道的。
The disciples were in the woman that had just passed them was illuminated by heaven by a miracle. And the disciples, they were in darkness.
所以这个妇人刚刚离开他们的这个妇人呢刚刚被从天堂来的光照亮了但是这些门徒们心呢却还是暗的就他们不明白是愚钝的。
Here were 12 men specially chosen by none other than the Son of God. For positions in the kingdom, the future kingdom, that they will sit on thrones among the children of Israel. Those men, that's what they're chosen. And that's what they would become later. But at this moment, the woman, this despised woman of Samaria, is miles ahead of them. And higher in the knowledge of God than those men at that time.
虽然十二个门徒是为未来神荣耀的宝座所拣选的，他们未来也的确做到了，但是在那一刻呢，在属灵的认识和神的关系上呢，他们和这个撒玛利亚妇人是完全不在一个水平面上的。
Yes. So now, his disciples, they're saying one to another, what?They're in ignorance. They say, well, has somebody brought him some food?
所以这时候门徒就问他们说莫非有人拿什么吃的给他们
That's like the question the woman asked. Has he got water that nobody else knows about?
这就是这个妇人也问过他是不是有其他的水源我们不知道。
She said, are you greater than our father Abraham that gave us his well? You got something better?
所以他问你难道比我们祖先雅各还大吗
？So you can see how far behind the disciples were compared to this woman.
所以你会看见这些门徒还是在妇人原来的那个状态上。
And because they're asking the question, somebody brought him some food while we didn't notice.
所以他们会问，难道有人给他带什么吃的吗
？Maybe that woman had a few biscuits in her pocket.
也许这个妇人给了他一些饼干吃。
But he explains. He says.He has a lesson for his disciples.
他需要有个教导给门徒。
And we, as his disciples today, it's a lesson for us.
所以这个对于我们也是他的门徒来说，这也是我们要学的教导。
In verse 34, he says, my spiritual food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
And that's what we were talking earlier. We read in Hebrews, we read in John's Gospel that he had finished the work that he had come to do. That was his food. That was his satisfaction.
这就为什么我刚才读其他几节经文，这就是他的食物啊，他的满足源头。
And now the lesson for the disciples.
现在给这些门徒的教导了。
He says here in verse 35, do not say 4 months more and then the harvest. Verse
35,
just that.
You mean,
4 months, you see. It must have been early in the year. They would plant their crops in that part of the world. They plant them in the fall.
在那个地球的那个部分呢, 他们的, 是这么样耕种的,
about this time of year. They would plant.
就是在大概现在这一会儿。
And the winter rains would come, and they would sprout up.
所以当冬天的时候呢, 他们是下雨的, 雨水来了呢, 就开始发芽了。
And then in the spring, usually May or June, or from April to June would be their harvest period for their grains.
所以在4月到6月的时候呢, 应该是他们庄稼收割的时候。
First the barley, and then the wheat.
先是大麦,再是小麦。
And so, what would happen then is, this was about 4 months earlier. This would be around what we would call early in the year, January, February, March, April, probably, maybe January?
所以这个时候呢, 有四个月到收割呢, 应该是一年里,
January, February, something like that. 4 months before the harvest.
一月份,二月份左右。
The fields at that time would be like this, green, all over the place.
对，那个时候一定全是绿的，地里面，但是庄稼很矮。
He says, in other words, what they're doing now is they're waiting for the harvest.
那现在他们在做的呢，就是在等候收割的时候。
He says, but don't be like you, don't be like these. Do you not say 4 months and more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
所以35节是先神的意思是你不要这么说。你们不常说收割还有四个月吗? 我现在告诉你们,你们要抬头举目看。
Now, our King James, is that a King James?
No. This one is actually.
No? Let me read a literal, what it literally says here. Oh, what does the Mandarin say on that verse? Read that verse.
Which one?
35. And ripe for harvest. Not ripe. The word is not ripe. The word is
white.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. That's the literal. That's what it means literally. White for harvest, because when the grains come up in the sunlight, they look white. The mature grains, and when it's all white, they know it's time for harvest. You see. Now, what the Lord Jesus is doing here, many people think, many commentators, you'll read commentators, and they think that. The Samaritans all wore white clothing, like the there's an indigenous people that live in Israel to this day. There's a tribe of them there, Druze. You've heard of the Druzes? They're a tribe that have lived in Israel for many, many, many years. The Samaritans, and they all wore white. The Samaritans apparently wore white too. So what the Lord Jesus is probably saying to his disciples, look, the Samaritans are coming. The fields are white already, he says. The Lord often uses, or may, I'm sorry, maybe yeah. I should give you
my poor brother. 是白了，我们中文的这个括号里有一个注哈，原文做发白哈，所以这个白了是这个原文最直接的词。那说到熟了，其实它已经是翻了它的意思了。那白了呢会更准确一些啊，就是那什么时候呢？就当庄稼开始可以收割的时候呢，它都是看上去是白了啊，它不是青的哈，是白了。那他说呢，在那个时代呢，撒玛利亚人呢，他们常常喜欢穿白衣服。 到今天呢，依然有这样的一个支派哈，在以色列，他也喜欢穿白衣服。 所以耶稣一直是用一些自然的例子哈来引用讲那个属灵的事情。他这里就在讲到，你看这么一批撒玛利亚人，他们发白了，那他们要收割了，他是指着灵魂来讲的。
Yes, so he tells them, open your eyes.
他说你要看，举目向，要打开眼睛看呢。
What is the purpose of us being here?
我们来这里是干什么呢？
To fill our bellies with food and drink water out of this well.
是让我们肚子里吃饱了食物和喝这个井里的水吗？
We're living in a dying world.
我们生活在一个败坏的将死的世界。
And we have living water.
但是我们有活水。
We have bread from heaven.
我们有从天而来的粮食。
And we can tell about the one who came from heaven to give life.
那我们可以讲那从天而来的那个圣子啊，给人们以食物。
So he tells his disciples, open up your eyes. See the opportunities that are coming.
他告诉他的门徒说，你要打开眼睛看看这个机会。
He had just demonstrated with this one woman exactly what God's purposes were for the sinner.
所以他只是借着这一个撒玛利亚妇人来显明了神要来的旨意。
He's training. He's giving his disciples training because this is what their life's work were going to be.
所以他真的在这里是训练或者教导他的门徒们。
That's after he died and rose again.
那在他死了以后，在复活以后的日子，门徒们该怎么办？
And of course, we remember, or you read in the book of Acts that they went everywhere preaching the gospel.
所以你看，门徒们在那个时候就明白了，他们去。各个地方讲神的福音。
They couldn't be stopped.
而且不能被停止。
But these lessons that they learned there, they carried with them beyond the resurrection.
所以这样的一个教导，这个故事，这些门徒们都记在心里。当耶稣复活之后，他们都会记得。
So the first thing he says is, open your eyes, see the opportunities.
所以第一件事他告诉大家呢，要
What's coming
看，张开你的眼睛看这些机会。
What's coming now, he says, is a real harvest.
所以现在要来的是一个收割的时候。
These Samaritans that are coming out because the key to the city was this woman.
然后这些撒玛利亚妇人，这些撒玛利亚人都要得救了，这把钥匙就是那个妇人。
That is the key to the hearts of the people.
那是一把进到人心里的钥匙。
It's a strange looking key, isn't it, at first?It's a strange looking key.
这是一个第一眼看很奇怪的外表，很奇怪的钥匙。
You would never think that a woman like that would be the way that God could open up the hearts of a whole city.
你不会想到呢，这样的一个妇人会是打开整座城人心的一把钥匙。
Why not the mayor?
不是那为什么不是那个市长呢？
Or the richest man in town?
为什么不是那个城里最富有的某个人呢？
Or the priest, the Samaritan priest?
为什么不是撒玛利亚人自己的祭司呢？
The most despised of all.
是这个被人所看不起的这个妇人。
She became the means of the salvation of that city.
她变成一城得救的一个通道。
And so,that's encouraging to us.
这是对我们非常好的鼓励啊。
God can use each of us in a very small way that we think it's small, but maybe very big.
神可以在我们这里用一个特别小的一个方面啊，我们可能认为小，在神看为大。
Every person, every witness for the Lord has an importance to it.
那每一个人对于神来说呢，都有一个特别的用意。
All that woman did was just go back and invite people to see the Lord.
所以那个妇人做的事情，只是简简单单的回去邀请人来见主。
And it's like a chemical reaction.
这就像一个化学的反应。
You can have a mixture of chemicals, and it doesn't do anything.
你可以有一个混合化学的混合物啊，但是它没有任何的作用彼此。
But one drop of a catalyst can change everything.
但是呢，一滴催化剂滴下来呢，就改变了一切了。
And that's how God sometimes can work.
这就是神有的时候做工的方式。
So we need to each of us feel that our witness is very important.
所以我们要知道我们每一个人的见证都是非常重要的。
God has made us the way we are, each of us, and put us in certain places that we might be witnesses for Him.
所以神总是把我们放在一些位置上，让我们能够给他做见证。
It would be a wrong thing for that woman to be envious of the disciples.
如果这个妇人开始嫉妒这些门徒，就是一个糟糕的事了。
She couldn't say, I wasn't chosen to be a disciple.
她说，哎呀，我怎么没被选成门徒呢？
Therefore, I'm not very good.
所以我就不是很好的。
But she did what she could.
她做了她能做的。
And in the will of God, there was a whole city that eventually became saved.
因为在神的旨意里面呢，整座城他都要救。
Now we'll look at that at the end, because the story doesn't end here. The story goes on, beyond. The Gospel of John here. We look at that toward the end. But
我们等会儿会看这个结果，因为这个故事呢并不在这里结束哈，会超越约翰福音的这个记述。
Now he says, for us now too, let me press home this lesson for each of us.
那我们来看一下这个想要教导的重点是什么。
Lift up our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
That is, see where the needs are.
看需要在哪里。
There's a world that's dying, isn't it?
这个世界是在将死的。
A world that is thirsty for reality.
这个世界是对真理饥渴的。
A world that needs a savior.
这个世界需要救赎。
And so, they're ripe for harvest.
他们已经成熟了，等待收割。
And so he says there in verse 36, even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may be glad together.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
What he's saying there is now is the time for work.
他这里讲的就是好，现在是做工的时候。
Now is the time for the sower and reaper together.
现在是收割和撒种的一同快乐的时候。
So we need to, so that he says there might be eternal rewards.
而且这里会有永恒里的奖赏。
Now in verse 37, he says this, thus the saying, one sows, another reaps, is true. I have sent you to reap, verse 38, for what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work and you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
俗话说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
So, he's making a statement in verse 37, and then he makes his application in verse
38. 他37节讲了结论，38节讲了应用。
So, how it works is you've got to have a sower that goes out and spreads the seed in the field.
那这个怎么工作的呢？这37节说你是出去把种撒在地里。
Before you can have a reap of harvest, you have to sow, of course.
所以在你收割之前呢，总是要先撒种。
But he says there that others have done the hard work. They've prepared the soil, and they have taken the rocks out, and they have taken the weeds out, cut down the trees, and then they have plowed it and sowed it.
所以其他人做了一些很艰难的初期工作，比如说他要犁地，他要把石头扔出去，他要让这个地预备好可以被耕种。
Others, he says, who are those others?
他说的这个其他人是谁呢？
All those Old Testament prophets and saints.
他就是那些旧约里面的先知和圣徒们。
They had labored for years teaching the coming of the Messiah and in bringing the word of God to the nations, as far as Jonah, for example, taking it to Nineveh and others, taking the word of God out everywhere. They had dug, they had sown, right to John the Baptist was the latest. John the Baptist and his disciples. They were also preparing the way for the Lord and preparing the groundwork that the disciples later would reap. Do you need to repeat that, anything?
No. So, 他的意思就是旧约的那些先知们啊，他们就像那个种地里面先去犁地的，那几千年他预备这个救恩呢，预备耶稣基督要来，然后让我们的心有这个预备好的状态去接受这个救恩，接受的其实就像收割了一样啊。那最后的一个先知就是施洗约翰啊，所以是那么多的人直到施洗约翰，他们都在做同样的一件事情，就是犁地撒种。
Did you have something?
Yeah, sure. If you could turn to Matthew chapter 9.
那我们一起来看一下马太的九章。
So we were just talking about Jesus having this passion that he got from his father to do his father's will.
我们现在都知道呢，耶稣有这样的意愿啊，想做成他父亲的工。
And his father's will was that none should perish. Why should they? So in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35 it says, And Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, it says that he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
九章的三十五节和三十六节，他在读三十五节、三十六节，大家看。Yeah, go ahead.
Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers.Into his harvest.
对，现在读三十七和三十八节，这是马太福音，讲到耶稣的对当时的人的教导。
See what we were talking about this harvest. In the fall, when the rains came, in the summertime there was no rain, and the soil was like rock hard. It would get very hard. And when the rains came, it softened the ground, so it could be plowed easily.And now the work has been done for all that. The rains have come. And it's soft. And the Lord wants to send out his harvesters. And to plant the seed into the hearts of men and women. That they can further teach others, their children, their friends, their family. And that there can be a great harvest. Because the Lord is saying, there aren't very many harvesters. Pray.Therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. I mean, the world is, like he says here, it says he was moved with compassion because they fainted. The world is like that today. They faint today. They got nowhere to turn.
所以这里呢，它就像那个冬天来临之前，在那个地方呢，就是雨季哈。然后在整个夏天呢，地都被晒成特别坚硬的状态，其实是没有办法耕种的，就像硬成一块板的。然后等到秋天开始下雨以后，会发生什么呢？雨水一下来以后呢，地就开始湿润了，就可以开始把它犁，就可以把它翻出来了。然后所有的农活就可以从这时候开始了。然后一开始一定是先要预备地的，预备地就是前面讲的那个先知们的这么多年做的工作，然后呢再撒种。然后到这个时候耶稣讲的就是庄稼要发白，要开始可以收割了，所以要求庄稼的主人去差更多的工人来去收割这些庄稼。
It says they were scattered abroad. There's people thirsting and hungering for the truth all over the world. as sheep having no shepherd. They don't know where to turn. They don't know where to find the truth. If the Lord doesn't send out his harvesters, if he doesn't send out people to tell others about the gospel of our Lord and the great love that his Father had, how will they know?
庄稼就像就是什么，就是当时，所以他前面35、36节和37、38节的联系就是那些困苦的需要牧人的就是庄稼，就是需要神差人来把福音告诉他们，就是收割了，他们接受了福音就是庄稼收了，被收割了。那如果没有工人，他们怎么知道福音呢？这就是为什么就像庄稼放在那，你不用工人去收割，它怎么成为粮食呢？就是一个道理。所以你差工人来把福音告诉他，所有这些流连困苦的人，他们就是被收割的庄稼。
And today, this day and age, the population is the greatest that it's ever been in the world. I think there's about 8 or 9 billion people in the world today. And the population has never been that great in all of the history of mankind. So the harvest indeed is big and it's ripe.
所以今天在地上大概有估计80亿人吧，80-90亿人了已经。那所以这可能全球有史以来人口最高峰的，至少从现在来说最高峰的时代。所以这样对庄稼的这个工人的需求也是巨大的。
And you know, it was the Lord's joy, like he was saying that I have food that you don't know anything about. You know, I remember when I was quite young in my 30s and we bought that blueberry farm.I had such a passion for that farm, just like the Lord Jesus has a passion for people. I had a passion for that farm. I would get up in the morning, early in the morning, and I'd have a cup of tea, and I would be working out there all day. And I would not know any hunger, I would not know any thirst, because I had a passion for that farm. I wanted to make sure I get it up to nice andworking right and everything's cleaned up and everything's working good. And I wanted that farm to be my pride and my joy. And I worked hard. And the darkness would come. I wouldn't even know that it's getting dark because I had such a passion to work there. That was my satisfaction at the end of the day. And the Lord's satisfaction is that the gospel would go out and many would get saved.
所以他说我年轻的时候呢，我这个那个蓝莓农场就是我最大的喜乐啊。他说我特别特别的有热情去做那个蓝莓农场的时候，我一早清早起来，然后我就喝一杯咖啡，喝杯茶，我就出去干活了。然后呢，我会一整天都不知道饥饿，就一直在那干，干到天就黑了。他说这就是我从里面喜欢这个事情，这个活给我带来很大的乐趣，给我带来很大的满足。我也不知道饥饿，我也不知道天气的变化，那我就是喜欢。我喜欢看见把这些活都干好了，然后最后这个蓝莓农场的收成就给我带来很大的喜乐。那他说主耶稣也是一样的，他在做这一切的事情里面，他会得到巨大的这个满足。
You know, missionaries and the Lord's people go out all over the world.And they don't care for their life. Their passion is the gospel. They don't care if they have their throat slipped or they get killed or stoned or hung or what. Their life is not important. The most important thing is the gospel. Even if one soul gets saved, even if they get killed, but one soul gets saved, to them, that's their satisfaction.
那地上神的工人们也是一样啊。那他们到各地去做工的时候呢，他们就是带着这个极大的热情，极大的满足去的。那即使呢只有一个人得救，他自己也被杀了，他也会很满意啊。那其他的也是一样，就比方说不管是肉体的需要，吃什么穿什么，是不是有风险，是不是会被逼迫，对于工人们来说其实都不重要，最重要的是不是这个庄稼被收割了。
So all the hard work has been done. It's an easy job for us to open our mouths. From our hearts we speak, and because we know the truth. And it's not so hard to tell our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, our brothers, our sisters, and even strangers on the street. It's very easy to say that because We have no fear of anything. We know the truth. It has set us free. And that's our passion, is to do our Father's will.
因为呢，其实对我们来说，这是很容易的事，因为我们没有什么事情可怕的啊，因为父已经替我们看顾了一切，而且呢，你已经有这福音在心里了，你只需要把这个告诉别人，这个好消息，所以这个，这不是一件对人来说其实很难做的事情。
You know, these disciples, they went with Jesus everywhere. They saw the miracles happening before their very eyes, everywhere they went. Yet this woman here, she never saw the miracles.She didn't see the water being turned into wine. And she didn't see the unclean lepers being cleaned by the Lord Jesus. She didn't see people that were blind receiving their sight. She didn't see people that were raised from the dead. She didn't see any of that. Here the disciples were with the Lord Jesus, and they didn't have what this woman had. She was truly born again.
Mm.这里还有一个很重要的点，就是在这个妇人这里哈、啊，撒玛利亚妇人这里，你看他和门徒们最大的区别是，门徒们一路都跟着耶稣，所有的神迹都看见了，但这个妇人呢，也没看见大麻风得医治，也没看见瘫子站起来，也没看见瞎子能看见，也没有看见死人复活，但是呢，这个妇人有的信心却是比呢门徒们至少在那一刻要大的。
It wasn't until the resurrection of Christ. We read it in the book of Acts that his disciples became very bold and courageous. Before that, they were scared. They were locked up inside their house. Here, this woman, she's going into the village and she knows that she's done a lot of bad things to people, but she's bold and she's courageous and she wants to tell everybody about this man, Jesus.
你看门徒们呢，直到耶稣从死里复活，圣灵降下以后，他们才表现得极其勇敢啊。在耶稣刚死的时候，他们只敢把自己锁在那个这个房子里，也不敢出去啊。那但这个妇人在得救之后，他也不管啊，他水罐子丢了，他就去告诉别人所有这些关乎他的事。所以在那一刻，这个妇人的信心是大的。
Jesus said, "He who loses his life for my sake."Will gain it. He that gains his life will lose it. This woman was not afraid of anybody. She went, she didn't care for her past life. I can guarantee you this woman became a new person in that village. And people saw the difference in her. And she became a loving and a caring person. And she obeyed the law. And she loved the Lord. And she taught others.Just a very different person than what she used to be.
对，所以他在这个时候呢，妇人变成另外一个完全不同的人。那他，去到村子里去告诉别人的时候，他变得非常勇敢啊。他也不在乎他的过去，然后人们看见的是一个完全不同的人，勇敢，愿意传讲真理的，完全不同一个新造的人。
And that's a guarantee from the Lord. We can't change ourselves.It doesn't matter how much we try. But it's the Lord doing a work in our hearts after we get saved. We become a new creation in Christ. And He changes us from day to day, from month to month, to year to year. As He grows our faith in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord Jesus, we grow. As little babies, when we're born again, right up to maturity, when we become more and more mature,And we can teach them from the Word of God, and the Lord gives us gifts that we can practice.
对，就是盼望我们自己都能够去，像这个妇人一样，勇敢的去传讲神的福音。
So how can we apply this then to us? The Lord Jesus says in another place that the field is the world.He used that as a parable.
所以耶稣在另外一个场合呢用了一个比喻哈，就这个世界就像一个禾场，田地禾场。
So he tells us to lift up our eyes everywhere in the world. We each have a different area of the field.
对，所以他说你抬眼看一下，我们每个人在这个禾场里呢都有个位置。
You got that somewhere else?
No.
Oh, you lost your place.
Going back to.
All right. Psalm 126. Just to give us an idea of what it is to sow, how our attitude towards sowing.
诗篇126篇就讲了关于这个撒种和收割的事。
Psalm 126, reading verses 5 and 6.
五节到六节啊，1011页。
Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，诗篇126。
He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
If you don't sow seed, there's no harvest.
没有撒种就没有收割。
Right? Another place the Lord says, if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly.
所以
sow a lot, and you reap a lot.
所以当你努力的撒种呢，你就会丰盛的收割。
Sow a little, you reap a little.
你撒的少呢，就收的少。
But it's precious seed. He says there, the word there, carrying seed to sow in verse 6, is literally precious seed. And why is it precious? It's precious because of the power of it and the ability of it to bring forth an eternal harvest.
所以这里说的种啊，这个种子是一个非常珍贵的种子，因为呢，它会带来在永恒里的收割。
And not only that, but when you sow seed, there's a sacrifice.
然后呢，不但如此，你在撒种的时候呢，会有一个牺牲啊。
You see, the seed that's in the sack, it can be used for today's meal, or we can have it for tomorrow's harvest.
所以种子有两个可能的用途啊，一个呢，你可以变成今天的食物；第二个呢，你也可以变成明天的收割。
Now, say you're a father or a mother, more women, father or mother. You're a parent and you have little children. You have a certain amount of grain left. And you know that if you're going to sow the field properly, you don't know what's going to happen to that seed. Once it goes out, it's gone. That may be food for your children, perhaps. If you don't get a harvest, then you don't eat next year. But if you save the seed for next year, it won't be enough. That's what the sowing in tears is concerned. That you're giving something. You're sacrificing. You're giving away something of value. Right?
所以这里就是为什么带泪流泪撒种的意思，就是撒种本身是有这个牺牲的含义在里面的。那牺牲的原因就是当你把今年留下种子，其实就是你粮食以外多余的部分。那这个东西呢，你有两个选择，你可以把它留下来给到明年，但是呢这个不够吃，明年一年不够吃。然后呢，或者呢你要把这个种子呢你要撒出去，它会变成更多的收成，在明年变成更多的收成，但是这个过程当中，你必须先把这个种子舍掉，撒在地里，它才有可能变成第二年的收成。
Seed that is watered by tears will produce a rich harvest.
那流泪撒种的这个种子呢，就会变成一个丰富的收割。
Look at that, what it says.Verse 6, he who goes out weeping, carrying that precious seed or seed to sow.
那带种流泪出去的第六节。
Look at the certainty of it.
will return with joy.
你看看这里，这里的确定的点就是会啊，必要。
And a sheaf, how much is a sheaf?
这个禾捆有多多多少呢
？A collection, a sheaf is a collection of a whole bunch of bunches put together.
所以禾捆就是收割完了以后一捆一捆捆起来捆成一个大的。
How much grain does a sheaf contain?
那一捆里面有多少粮食？
One handful of grain bring a sheaf full of grain.
所以一把的种子撒出去最后是一大禾捆的粮食回来。
And so that's the importance of sowing and reaping.
所以这就是撒种和收割的重要性。
So we need to, in our own fields, sow and reap, and we need to pray for those others who are in other foreign missions where it's maybe more difficult, we need to pray for them as well.
对，我们在我们自己的领域里，就自己的位置上呢，要为自己的撒种收割祷告，也要为在其他的位置上的祷告。
It says in weeping, weeping means that we have a concern for people. We are crying to the Lord, we're crying for them,And that's how we're presenting the gospel to them. Not like just ordinary, oh, you know, Jesus died for your sins, you're a sinner, this and that. No, having a real concern for their soul. We know that they're going to go to hell if they don't receive the gospel. And our concern is, and our passion is that they will receive the gospel and they will be saved.That's where the weeping comes in, that we weep when we tell people we're weeping and we present that to the Lord. Lord, save this person. Have their heart ready for the gospel that they will receive it.、
嗯、所以我们流泪的时候呢，在传福音的时候都是带着极大的负担、对那一个要听福音的人带着极大的负担，因为、他若不听是他若不接受呢，你知道他是会去地狱的。所以这种的负担其实会带来我们流泪，就是你真的爱他了，你真的盼望他能接受这是流泪的一个很重要的原因。
Okay. So now we see the results.
所以我们看见这个结果了。
The Samaritans come, are coming out.
撒玛利亚人出来了。
It says many of the Samaritans from that town, verse 39,
39节说呢,
they believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything ever I did.
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来。
So there were some in the town that believed the woman.
那城里的有些人相信这个妇人,
because of her testimony.
因为她的见证。
And I would guess that those that believed on her testimony were the ones that knew her the most.
我猜呢，他信靠他的见证的那些人，一定是对他最了解的那些人。
Those that knew the details of her testimony.
而且知道他见证里每一个细节的那些人。
Because she says here, he told me everything I ever did. They believed that because they understood her best.
因为他们了解他，所以他说我行的一切事都说出来，那些人就明白他这个事对他能说出来这件这个点有 多大的改变。
And so it says in verse 40 we read that the Samaritans, they came to him and they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed with them two whole days.
所以于是撒玛利亚人40节来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在他那里住了两天。
How gracious he wasThat he would stay in that Gentile city.
那他是多么的有恩典啊！他能留下来住在那个外邦的城里住两天。
He had a timetable that his father gave him, but the father left him there for two whole days with those Samaritans.
他有他自己从父那来的事情要去做，但父在那里让他多留了两天。
And it says in verse 41 and 42.Because of his words, many more became believers.
41节说呢，因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
And they said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard him for ourselves. And we know that this man really is the Savior of the world.
所以便对妇人说，我们现在信不是因为你的话，是因为我们亲眼听见了，知道这真是救世主。
And that is quite an admission for a Samaritan to realize that salvation is of the Jews. That's a big breakthrough for them.
所以这是一个特别大的突破，就是借着撒玛利亚人妇人的见证呢，大家都认识，耶稣就是那个救世主。
But because he showed himself as a savior of a Samaritan woman, they understood him to be the savior not just of the Jews, but of the whole world.
所以正是因为耶稣成为撒玛利亚妇人的那个救世主，所以这些人都明白呢，那耶稣不单是犹太人的救主，也是所有外邦人全世界的救主。
So the woman then is a spiritual key, but as I mentioned earlier, that's not the end of the story. Turn to Acts chapter 8.
那我们都知道那个这个妇人是那个属灵的钥匙，但我说呢，它不是一个事情的结尾。我们来看一下《使徒行传》的八章。
Acts chapter 8 verse 1.
使徒行传八章一节。
This is when the church is new, fairly young church.
这个时候呢，教会是一个非常小的。
In other words, it's a short time after the Lord Jesus had gone to the cross, had suffered and died, rose again, had been with his disciples for 40 days, and after 50 days, the Holy Spirit came and baptized them all into one body, and the young church was born.
所以年轻的教会在那时候呢，在耶稣死了，复活了以后，在地上耶稣待了40天，然后他升天之后又50天呢。 圣灵降下来了，然后教会呢开始建立了，但是个非常小的状态。
And they were every day they were in the temple, these new Christians, and they're praising God and preaching the gospel to everyone who came into Jerusalem.
然后每一个在里面呢，在教会里的人呢，都去传讲神的福音。
But what inevitably happened is that the same people that killed the Lord Jesus would also persecute the new Christians.
但是呢，我们知道那把耶稣钉死的那批人呢，同样也会去迫害最初的这批教会的信徒。
At verse 1, we read there in chapter 8, verse 1, On that day a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem. And all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and where Samaria.
那八章一节，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
And in verse 4, we read, Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
那四节呢，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
And Philip, he went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there.
那腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。
And when the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many. Many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in the city.
众人听见了，就看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心合意地听从他的话。
They all paid close attention. The whole city was prepared there, and there was it ended up great joy in the deliverance that the Spirit of God brought through the disciple Philip.
所以你会看见整个城的人其实都已经预备好了哈，所以圣灵借着腓力的事情行出来以后，整个城的人都很积极的响应。
And so our time is gone. But just make a comparison, these two cities, Samaria and Jerusalem.
所以我们时间的原因，我们最后来比较一下撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷这两座城。
Jerusalem is where the Son of God was taken and slain, wasn't he?
那耶路撒冷是圣子被钉死的地方。
He was rejected.
他被拒绝了。
And killed.
然后杀了。
What happened to Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷发生什么呢?
The Lord wept over Jerusalem.
耶稣是为耶路撒冷哭泣。
He saw what was going to happen.
他知道未来要发生什么。
Luke chapter 13:34.
路加的十三章三十四节。
And 35.
34和35节。
Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. It's where he wept over Jerusalem.
对，他这里，在这里，一直为耶路撒冷哀哭啊。
You who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate.
对，所以你们杀害先知啊，又打死那奉差遣来的人。他说我多次愿意聚集你们的儿女，像母鸡聚集小鸡啊。就是你们不愿意，然后三十五节说，看你们的家要成为荒场。
And within one generation after this, Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans.
所以在一代人之后啊，那有整个耶路撒冷会被罗马人摧毁。
Now compare that to Samaria, who received the Lord Jesus.
撒玛利亚城却接受了基督。
Says there was great joy in that city.
那这座城就有了巨大的喜乐。
The chosen Jerusalem and the despised Samaria. Isn't that the way God turns things around often?
非常有意思是，本来耶路撒冷是被拣选的，本来撒玛利亚是被遗弃的，所以神最后成就事情的方式是不是很有意思？
The poor are going to be made rich.
贫穷的要变富有。
The small are going to be made great.
微小的变成伟大的。
God overturns natural things.
神总是把自然的东西。
And he does so for his glory.
总是把自然的东西颠倒了，他是为了他自己的荣耀做这一切。
But it all started with that woman by the well.
这都是从那井边的那个妇人开始。
What a beautiful picture of God seeking a lost soul.
这是多么美的一幅图景啊，这个神。来寻找失丧的灵魂。
That ends up to be of benefit to a great city.
最终成为一整城人的祝福。
Let's pray. You want to just send us away in prayer.
Okay, 那我们来祷告。谢谢主赐给我们撒玛利亚妇人的故事借着她拯救了一城的人是吧我们愿意成为谦卑的撒玛利亚人而不是骄傲的耶路撒冷人是吧也求您让我们真的常常的看见自己灵里的骄傲警醒不要成为那骄傲的在属灵上骄傲的本该有的属灵祝福的耶路撒冷人父啊谢谢您也求您把更好的祝福借着我们的谦卑赐给我们奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen. Amen.